Recorded books and one-click digital present. Tis the season. Two novellas by Robin Carr. Narrated by Therese Plummer. And now the first novella in this collection, Under the Christmas Tree.
Chapter 1. During the Christmas holidays, a side trip through Virgin River was a must. The town had recently begun erecting a 30-foot tree in the center of town, decorated in red, white, blue, and gold, and topped with a great big powerful star. It dominated the little town, and people came from miles around to see it. The patriotic theme of the decoration set it apart from all other trees. Local bar owner Jack Sheridan joked that he expected to see the three wise men any minute. That star was so bright. Annie McKenzie didn't pass through Virgin River very often. It was out of her way when driving from Fortuna, where she lived, to her parents' farm near Alder Point. It was a cute little town, and she liked it there, especially the bar and grill owned by Jack Sheridan. People there met you once, maybe twice, and from that point on treated you like an old friend. She was on her way to her folks' place when, at the last moment, she decided to detour through Virgin River. Since it was the week after Thanksgiving, she hoped they'd started on the tree. It was a calm and sunny Monday afternoon and very cold. But her heart warmed when she pulled into town and saw that the tree was up and decorated. Jack was up on an A-frame ladder straightening out some trimmings. And standing at the foot of the ladder, looking up, was Christopher, the 6-year-old son of Jack's cook, Preacher. Annie got out of her truck and walked.